Up. It seems like there was no share yesterday. So
yeah,
there was.
There
was a share. Okay.
Or NASA gave share.
I didn't get a watchable call. I didn't get a, get the recording. Okay, we're gonna start from Lula Lebar, who's a hazar. Okay, so the question is: Rava said that Sai Esrig and Sai Lulav. Right. Rava says that. Let's just see what Rava says.
What does Rava say? Why are you recording me?
Fine. So Rava said, why is this escaping me? Rava said, Sai Esrig and Sai Lulav need Hadar. Sai Esrig and Sai Hadar.
I'm Rava. Let's just Lulav, Rabban and Sabi.
Yeah. So Rabbanan say Lulav and Esrig both need Hadar. My Esrig by Hadar, Av Lulav by Hadar. We don't compare. Al Esrig devi akol Hadar be inon. But by Esrig, even Yehuda agrees that Esrig needs Hadar. So in fact, now the Gemara is so fine. So the Gemara says Lulav by Hadar. So Lulav doesn't need Hadar. Vatanan went to the mission. Who's the Omer Yagden Lamala? My time, Lav Mishum Dibayi Hadar. So you have to tie up the lulav. This isn't even out to the egged of the lulav. This is out to the lulav itself. Is showing some spine. So we want to cover it up. So the Gemara says.
It got separated.
Right. So look, the cut time, Who's the Omer Mishum Dibayi and Kapois Tamar and Kapois. But in my part of the Ichatvenu. So it has to be bound up, and that's why they do it. Ichatvenu should be bound up. So you tell me that lulav doesn't need hadar, Ratanan. And are you going to say lulav el b'minoi? You can't tie up the lulav only b'minoi. Divrei Yehuda. Yehuda alein holds that agad has to be b'minoi. My time, why is that? La mishum deboy hadar. Isn't it because it needs hadar? That's why you're going to tie it up so it looks nice. So Gemara says, loy da marava. Do hamarava. You could even do with other things. My time, Rabbi Yehuda, also the kasavra lulav tzarech eged. He says no, there it's because the lulav be'etzim needs eged. And since the eged is integral to the lulav, if you bring something else in, then it's a fifth min. We're just chazering. The 4 min in the lulav, the same way you can't miss one, you can't add on. If you can't find the esrog, then you should not bring a quince or a rimon or anything else. Kamushin kasherin. So the Tanakhama says that if it's kamush, it's kosher. If it's withered a little bit, then it's kosher. But yuvashim is really dry, then it's possible. Yuvashim says even dry you can bring. Okay, so we're saying that what? That Yehuda, even by Esrig, it seems like, by Esrig, Yavesh would work. That's what the Gemara is assuming now. If I remember Yehuda, so in the villages, in the towns that didn't have access to good Lulavim, they would inherit their Lulavim to their descendants. So what? And those were clearly Yavesh. Fine. So Amrulai, they said to him, Misham Raya. That's not a raya. Ain shasa dechak raya. That's just because they couldn't find anything else. They were stuck out in the boondocks, right? So that ain shasa dechak raya. So now the Gemara is going to come. That's the brisa.
That means they agreed. That means the rabbanon would agree that you could use a yavish.
In a prach, it seems like. Well, yes. Right? This is Rabbi Yehuda. One second. This is Rabbi Yehuda. Ma'isa v'nei krochim. Rabbi Yehuda's bringing raya to his thing. You're telling me that the chama would say it. Who says the chama would say anything about it?
Well, Misham raya is saying from.
You said, don't forget, they told him, even l'shita soy, you can't bring a raya. It's chasad chak. It doesn't necessarily mean that they would agree to him that they were okay. Now, could be, right, in the teretz, so the Gemara, right, when the teretz of the Braisa says, ain't chasad chak raya. So they would say, well, maybe they did do that, but that's just because they were yoytzi the mitzvah. That's because they did. They had a chasad chak, so they wanted to remember that there was a tall thing in the lulav, but a tall thing in place of the lulav. It doesn't mean it was a kasher lulav. So Gemara is medayek. Katani miyas. We see at least Rabbi Yehuda Omer afyubeishin kasherin. Rabbi Yehuda says that even if it's dry, it's kosher. We're assuming that. What's that going on?
My lava esrog.
My lava esrog. So it's talking about an esrog, right? Because we said the way the brisa goes, the brisa says don't bring a riman, don't bring a quince, don't bring anything else, right? And then they said, what about kamushin? And don't bring dried out. So kamushin is kosher, but yuvashin is asur. And Rabbi Yehuda says, even yuvashin. So it sounds like it's in the middle of the esrog conversation. Right? So Gemara says, my lava esrog, loy alulav. It's going on the lulav. So what Ramesh Aaron Sack was saying is that the brisa has two parts. The first half of the brisa is really talking about an esrog. The second half of the Braisa is talking about the lulav, right? It's really at the focal. It's really in the middle, right? If you look, if you read it after Yavashim, you're doing Yavashim, I'm Yehuda, and I bring a raya from a lulav. So if it's not like the Gemara is saying, then the Braya is against the first half. The first half is talking about an Esrig. Yehuda says, even if it's dry, right? And then they bring a story about a lulav. So if it was talking about an Esrig, Yehuda was storing about an Esrig, not a lulav, and why bring a story about a lulav? Must be, that's like the Gemara's Teretz, that it's talking about the lulav. Okay. Amar Man. I just wanted to get a Hemshech, because you have to get it from Rava into the discussion, the lulav versus Esrig. Fine. Omar Mar. The same way you can't have less than Dalad Minim, so too you can't add on. Pshita. So it's Pashut. So Mahu the Tema Hoyal Bamar Yehuda Lulav Tzarech Eged. I would think that since Yehuda says the Lulav needs to be bound, therefore it's a vital point, a part of the Lulav, that it should be bound up. Therefore, if I bring along an extra min, if I decide to take a branch of a cinnamon tree, okay, and I hold it together. I have my lulav, hadassah, my rava in one bundle. Got my esrig in another hand, and I also have in there a cinnamon tree. I like the way it smells, right? So I would think that since it's not part of the eged, therefore it's not an extra min, because I didn't tie it up. And since the eged is vital, if I didn't do the vital part of it, so it's like I'm not doing it. Or if I put a cinnamon stick on my head, right, and I shake my dalamin with my hands, that's not a problem of Baal Taisif, right? So maybe if I take an extra min and I don't bind it in, maybe that's also not Baal Taisif. So that's why I have a min of Pashim alone, that know that even that's a problem. Amar Mar, okay?
Because if the esrog is not bound in.
The esrog is not bound in. So maybe the esrog should be bound in. Maybe if you hold Lulav Tzarech Eged, how come the esrog is not bound in?
Lulav Tzarech Eged, not the esrog.
But it doesn't say Hadassah Baal Tzarech Eged or otherwise. So I believe the Achorim learned the way the pasuk says pre-eitz hadar kapos tamarim, right? So it doesn't say pre-eitz hadar v'kapos tamarim anafay tzaros. So they darshan from the pasuk, unless it's the Gemara later. It could be the Gemara later, right? We learn from the pasuk that the esrog doesn't get part of the eged, but it could be that any other min that you would bring would have to be bound up if you want it to be over baal taisa. You'd have to tie it in, but I don't know. Let me get back to Omer Mar. The Braisa said that if you didn't find an esrog, you shouldn't bring a rimoin, a pomegranate, a parish, a quince, and not anything else. Pshita, of course, you should not bring something else. What are you trying to do? Yeah? A guy has a lulav esrog, right? And his esrog loses the pita. Okay? Esrog, or someone takes a bite out of it. Right? Fine, so he has no esrog. So would a guy think, okay, he'll pull an apple out of the fridge, and that'll work. We'll use an orange instead. What's the havamina that should work? So lemon's a little more problematic, right? I would say lemon, even if you would let them take a rimon, you're better off taking a rimon than a lemon, because then your mama should stack up, right? So that this way you don't forget that there's an esrog there. It'll be a placeholder. It'll be a placeholder. When they get to import esrogim again, that'll be kosher. He says, you know what's going to happen? Right? Next year, people are going to forget. You're going to have a whole town of people that didn't have an esrog. When they come back to Eretz Yisrael, they're going to say, oh no, the one group of Jews, they don't shake an esrog on Sukkot. They shake a rimon. They shake an apple. Right? So that's clearly not good. So that's why Asi L'Misrach. Sounds like that besides that, that it wouldn't be a problem.
He's not making a bracha anyway.
He's not going to make a bracha, but still it's bad. Right, so Yerushalayim Zilberstein declares. He says, if you live in a country where they don't let you build a sukkah, okay, maybe it's Hashas Hashma, maybe it's another reason, right? Maybe it's a homeowners association where they won't let you make a sukkah. He says, should I make a puzzle of sukkah in order that I shouldn't forget about the sukkah, right? And let's say it's sukkah tachas ilan. I'll make a sukkah tachas ilan. At least I have a sukkah, right? Or do you say no? Is that also the mishrach minute? People are going to start sitting in a sukkah from underneath the ayin shop.
Well, that right. Doesn't help you for this gemara. This gemara doesn't say being a puzzle esrog. You can't like.
So kilo sub seicha bias. I used to sukkah tachas ilan kilo sub seicha bias. I think that is a. You're saying that's a kosher sukkah and a puzzle even.
Okay.
You could ask from if he doesn't have a kosher seicha, you could learn from a chumash. I also the mishrach.
Right. Well, we see that Chazal learned. Well, you also have to know what the gzera of of Ezra of Kriyas Torah Barabim is. Right? We see that in time of Shema, they leaned Haftarah. What does that get you? They dafka leaned Haftarah with 21 psukim, so it was 3 psukim for every oyla. They had, where does it get you? So, vice versa, it does work somehow, right? Okay, fine. Let's talk about right there. Toshma. He also speaks about, from before, by Esar Galulav HaGazel, he says, let's say it's illegal to make a sukkah. Okay, let's say your association by law say you can't make a sukkah. Or let's say the government said you can't make a sukkah. Right?
What's
so, and you make it anyway.
Look, I'll take it to court and tell you to take it down. So, sure, I'll do it
really. Right. So, but let's say, right, but al tzidina machus tzidina, maybe that's not a sukkah at all.
We don't say
tzidina
machus tzidina on against the Torah.
But maybe that's a tour. Maybe if they don't let you do it, right? Maybe there's no chiv sukkah. Maybe there's no chiv sukkah.
If they shoot you if you do it, then otherwise.
Fine. Zakmar writer. Tashma. Esrik hayosha and pasal. If you have an old esrik, it's pasal. Rabbi Yehuda makshir. But Rabbi Yehuda says it's kosher. So what do we see here? That Rabbi Yehuda, so Rava said that what Sai esrik and Sai lulav need hadar. So Rava said that, sorry, everyone agrees. Sai Chachamim and Sai Yehuda say Esrig needs Hadar. The only Machlokes is Yehuda Chachamim was Lagabe Lulav, but Esrig, everyone agrees. Here we see an often a Braisa that Yehuda disagrees with Chachamim and Yavesh is Kasher by an Esrig. Tufta to Rava, Tufta, it's a Tufta on Rava. Fine. Now the Gemara is going to go on the new tzad, right? Now that Yehuda...
What did Rava say again? Rava said that you...
Rava said that Sai Chachamim and Sai Yehuda agree that Esrig needs Hadar. Only by Lulav they have Machlokes. By Esrig, everyone agrees. So now, fact the Gemara. So now we have a new shita. Now we understand, not like Rava, that Yehuda agrees that it has to be, that a esrig can be yavesh. Fact the Gemara,
v'lei
by yahadar.
What does yavesh mean? Maybe it means that it's 1 month old.
Okay.
But you don't know it's yavesh. What's the Gemara's kasha? Does yavesh mean from last year? The Gemara says marish l'menayim before by lulu. But it doesn't say it by
Esrog. I hear. So you're asking the Gemara's, on the Gemara's assumption that this means...
That's Yavesh.
So
what else was it? What would be the Chiddush?
Yavesh means that it comes from Pesach.
What would be the Chiddush if it's a good lulav, it's
only
a good Esrog?
It's still not as
bad. But Ben Tanana has a Girsa of a Tanya behind the Esrog Yavesh puzzle.
That's right.
He had to give us a Yavesh straight out.
Right.
Here they say
that it's last year. That Yashan means last year, but it doesn't bring why they assume. I think the Gemara's assumption is that it's last year, but I hear your horror. But definitely the Gemara is saying that it means from well before a month. So fine. So back to the Gemara, played by Hadar, you're going to tell me Yehuda doesn't need Hadar, so we're assuming that Yavesh means that it's not nice. And I think that ever or Yashom would not be nice. But on Antanam learned in a Mishnah, Hayyark Karati Rameir Machir, Yehuda Paisil. Here we see Yehuda by if it's green like a leek, that Yehuda's the one who's being Machmer, so it must mean he needs Hadar. Otherwise, why does he like green? So Gemara says, La Mishnah to buy Hadar, that the psul of Yarak Karati is not Alt Hadar. It's La Mishnah, Mishum Deloy, Gomar Pira, because it's not yet an Esrog, as Rabbi Mazel said.
The Alashita says
that it's the right min, it's just not, maybe it's not fully ripe yet, or maybe it's an albino, a reverse albino Esrog, has too much pigment. It's too much pigment. But it's Be'etzim a Kosher min. That's Machlokes. Tashma, Sheer Esrog Katan, how small can your Esrog be and still be Kosher? Meir, Oimer Ke'ega, is as small as a walnut. Hudoimer Ke'beitza, that a walnut would not be Kosher, but it has to be as big as an egg. So La Mishun the Bay Hadar, where's Yehuda's psul of size come from? Must be, it has to be nice. If it's a tiny esrog, no one's going to be impressed with that. So Gemara says, Loi, Mishun the Loi Gamar Pira. He says, no, it's because you're barking up the right tree with the wrong fruit. It's not finished yet. Wait for one that's ripe, and that'll be a kosher esrog.
Because it keeps growing, even if it's ripe.
Right?
Growing.
Right? So Tashma, Ubegadol Kishyechas, but Shnayim Biyadai. Also, the Mishnah says that how big could your esrog be? That you could hold. Shnayim b'yada achas, two in the same hand, that's what Yehuda says. Which is actually pretty small. Most of our asrogim, you cannot hold two in the same hand. According to Yehuda, our asrogim would be possible.
Well, it depends on holding it. I mean, I could fit two in the other hand.
But you don't know how big the hands used to be.
Shkoyach. Shkoyach, but our hands
says that we got small.
Right, okay. Yehuda says, even if you need two hands to hold it, that's still kosher. So why does Rabbi Yehuda say that it can't be too big? My time, Allah Mishon to be other. No one wants a supersized esrog. Gemara says, "Loi, kibna mer Rava, They change the esrog be small, or lulav be min, esrog small, same thing. Your lulav goes in your right hand. Your esrog goes in your left hand. Zimna de mechal filet. What's going to happen? You're going to be switching hands. So your esrog, if your esrog requires two hands to hold, and you need your lulav also, right? So it's all going to be in one spot. Va'asu lafchinu, va'asu lafsu. It seems like it's going to, it seems it's going to turn over and it's going to become puzzle.
I think it's the fall on the ground.
Right, but Hakam doesn't say limpo. It's an interesting lashon of what the Gemara is really concerned about.
I mean, it could be that if the pitum rubs against the lulav, it's going to break off.
Right.
If you told it like that, then the esrog is going to turn over against the lulav.
Yeah, it seems like it's going. Yeah, it seems like it's going to fall. Again, if it's too big, it's more likely to fall. That's for sure. Right. If you need two hands to hold it, then it's more likely to forget about
it. Possible. He just says to take it. It's just like a nice.
Right.
It's a type of matzav. Because he doesn't explain that it's possible. He just says it. But it says biyarakas.
Right. Right. So fine. Back to Gemara of Eler Yehuda Ksiv Hadar. But the Maaser says the pasuk says Hadar. It says the Spitz Esrik is Hadar. So how do you get away from the Hadar by Esrik? So Gemara says no. Hadar bilanoi mishana l'shana. The accent is not under the hay. It's under the dalet. It's not Hadar. It's Hadar. It's the one that lives. What does it live? That most trees clear off their fruits at the end of every season. You go to an apple tree in the middle of the winter. There are no leaves. There are no fruits. There's no nothing. And even tropical trees that don't lose their leaves, a date tree, right? Most of them will clear out their produce every season. Whereas an esrog tree doesn't. An esrog will have fruits growing year round. Fine. New Gemara. Shall share with you.
Because for esrog, it takes 3 years to ripen.
Right. But it's never seasonal. It's never a point that the esrog tree is bare. They don't all grow at the same time. It's like, okay, the 3 year season's over.
Because it keeps adding.
So it's constantly year round. It's a year round cycle. Yeah. So shal sheva shel yerni dachas. The Mishnah says that the alula from an asherah or from yerni dachas is pasul. Shal sheva pasul. You're going to tell me that asherah is pasul. V'amar rava alula shal aved zara leitol. If alula is aved zara, you shouldn't take it. If not that kosher, but the aved it is kosher. That's connected our Mishnah. Says it's pasul. Masha even the aved. So Gemara is mechalek. Hacha b'asherah de Moshe askinan. Our Mishnah that says that it's possible. Even the Eved is talking about an asherah of Moshe. So Rashi says that at the time of Moshe Rabbeinu in Kiddush Eretz Yisrael, there they had a special pasuk b'asherah em tizafum ba'ish. Is this sixth parasha? Last sixth parasha. I think it's the sixth parasha. I think we just learned this morning.
Correct.
Right? B'asherah em tizafum ba'ish. You have to burn the asherah. This is Mamash Tat Tishmaya. We have today's leaning. Not even this week's parasha. Today's leaning. Right? That they have to burn the Asherah. So it seems like, right? It seems like that's Dafka Din of burning. Dafka, I think anything that they have to destroy it. But Dafka burning was only the first time they came to Eretz Yisrael. So what's the problem? It has to be burned? So if it has to be burned, that means it's missing the shear, the size of the lulav, which we saw is Kimel Tvachim Uchtelan and Evai. So fine, the Gemara says, they cannot be so tuk midai, kikani, domi dernidachas, it's like yernidachas, shmamina. Yernidachas also, we went back to Sanhedrin that they have to bring all the possessions into the street of the city and burn the whole thing up, and therefore it's kuzimach the shiure, and that's not what we have here. That's the same thing. So therefore, you do not have a shir. A shir and yernidachas are similar, you don't have a shir, kuzimach the shiure.